You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 97.
We're continuing in the book of Deuteronomy, and Moses is writing a letter to the Israelites, and he is reviewing and recounting and reinforcing the things the Lord has done for them, and how they got to the promised land in the first place. And a few of his main points in this episode will be to always love and obey God. And also, there's a part where they need to teach their children what God did. There's an important aspect of passing on to the next generation the rules and commands of the Lord. And of course, this love letter about God's love wouldn't be complete without a few threats saying, if you don't remember God and you forget his laws, you'll be destroyed. They say love and fear are the greatest motivators. We are also continuing in the book of Luke, and Jesus teaches about being a light for the world, but then he really goes after the Pharisees and calls out very specific things the Pharisees are doing as making God angry. And then the teachers of the law, which are a different group of people, they want to know, hey, Jesus, when you're talking about the Pharisees, you can't be talking about us too, right? So you'll have to see how Jesus answers that question.
If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started.
Deuteronomy 6. From the perspective of Moses, writing to the Israelites. Always love and obey God. This is the teaching, the laws and rules that the Lord your God told me to give you. Obey this teaching in the land that you are entering to live in. You and your descendants must respect the Lord your God as long as you live. You must obey all his laws and commands that I give you. If you do this, you will have a long life in that new land. Israelites, listen carefully and obey these laws. Then everything will go well with you. You will have many children, and you will get the land filled with many good things, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised. Listen, people of Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is the only God. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Always remember these commands that I give you today. Be sure to teach them to your children. Talk about these things when you sit in your house, when you walk along the road. Talk about them when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them on your hands and wear them on your foreheads to help you remember my teachings. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. The Lord your God made a promise to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He promised to give you this land, and he will give it to you. He will give you great and rich cities that you did not build. He will give you houses full of good things that you did not put there. He will give you wells that you did not dig. He will give you vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant. And you will have plenty to eat. But be careful. Don't forget the Lord. You were slaves in Egypt, but he brought you out of the land of Egypt. Respect the Lord your God and serve only him. You must use only his name to make promises. You must not follow other gods. You must not follow the gods of the people who live around you. The Lord your God is always with you, and he hates it when his people worship other gods. So if you follow those other gods, the Lord will become very angry with you. He will destroy you from the face of the earth. You must not test the Lord your God like you tested him at Massah. You must be sure to obey the commands of the Lord your God. You must follow all the teachings and laws he has given you. You must do what is right and good, what pleases the Lord. Then everything will go well for you, and you could go in and take the good land that the Lord promised your ancestors, and you will force out all your enemies, just as the Lord said. Teach your children what God did. In the future, your children will ask you,
"The Lord our God gave you teachings, laws, and rules. What do they mean?"
Then you will tell them, "We were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with his great power. The Lord did great and amazing things. We saw him do these things to the Egyptian people, to Pharaoh, and to the people in Pharaoh's house. He brought us out of Egypt so that he could give us the land that he promised our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to follow all these teachings. We must respect the Lord our God, and he will always keep us alive and doing well as we are today. If we carefully obey the whole law exactly as the Lord our God told us to, he will say that we have done what is right." Deuteronomy 7. Israel, God's special people. The Lord your God will lead you into the land that you are entering to take for your own. He will force out many nations for you: the Hittites, Girgashites, Amorites, Canaanites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Seven nations, greater and more powerful than you. The Lord your God would put these nations under your power, and you will defeat them. You must destroy them completely. Don't make an agreement with them or show them mercy. Don't marry any of them, and don't let your sons or daughters marry any of the people from those other nations. If you do, they will turn your children away from following me. Then your children will serve other gods, and the Lord will be very angry with you. He will quickly destroy you. Destroy false gods. This is what you must do to those nations. You must smash their altars and break their sacred stones into pieces. Cut down their Asherah poles and burn their statues. Do this because you are the Lord's own people. From all the people on earth, the Lord your God chose you to be his special people, people who belong only to him. Why did the Lord love and choose you? It was not because you were such a large nation. You had the fewest of all people. But the Lord brought you out of Egypt with great power and made you free from slavery. He freed you from the control of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. The Lord did this because he loves you, and he wanted to keep the promise he made to your ancestors. So remember that the Lord your God is the only God, and you can trust him. He keeps his agreement. He shows his love and kindness to all people who love him and obey his commands. He continues to show his love and kindness through 1,000 generations, but the Lord punishes people who hate him. He will destroy them. He will not be slow to punish those who hate him. So you must be careful to obey the commands, laws, and rules that I give you today. The Lord promises to help his people. If you listen to these laws And if you are careful to obey them, the Lord your God will keep his agreement of love with you. He promised this to your ancestors. He will love you and bless you. He will make your nation grow. He will bless you with many children. He will bless your fields with good crops, and he will give you grain, new wine, and oil. He will bless your cows with calves and your sheep with lambs. You will have all these blessings in the land that he promised your ancestors he would give to you. You will be blessed more than all people. Every husband and wife will be able to have children. Your cows will be able to have calves. The Lord will take away all sickness from you, and he will not let you catch any of the terrible diseases you had in Egypt. But he will make your enemies catch those diseases. You must destroy all the people the Lord your God helps you defeat. Don't feel sorry for them, and don't worship their gods. They will trap you. They will ruin your life. Don't say in your heart, "These nations are stronger than we are. How can we force them out?" You must not be afraid of them. You must remember what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and to all the people of Egypt. You saw the great troubles he gave them and the amazing things he did. You saw the Lord use his great power and strength to bring you out of Egypt. The Lord your God will use that same power against all the people you fear. The Lord your God will send the hornet against them. He will do this until he destroys all the people who escaped and tried to hide. Don't be afraid of them, because the Lord your God is with you. He is a great and awesome God. The Lord your God will force those nations to leave your country, little by little. He will not destroy them all at once. If you did, the wild animals would multiply. You would be unable to control them all. But the Lord your God will let you defeat those nations. He will confuse them in battle until they are destroyed. He will help you defeat their kings. You will kill them, and the world will forget that they ever lived. No one will be able to stop you. You will destroy them all. You must throw the statues of their gods into the fire and burn them. Don't even think about wanting or keeping the silver or gold on those statues for yourselves. That's like walking into a trap. It will ruin your life. Anything from those idols is disgusting to the Lord your God. You must not bring any of those disgusting idols into your homes, or you will be destroyed just as they will be. You must hate them as the disgusting things they are. They are sure to be destroyed. Deuteronomy 8. Remember the Lord. You must obey all the commands that I give you today, because then you will live and grow to become a great nation. You will get the land that the Lord promised to your ancestors. You must remember the entire journey that the Lord your God has led you through these 40 years in the desert. He was testing you. He wanted to make you humble. He wanted to know what is in your heart. He wanted to know if you would obey his commands. He humbled you by letting you go hungry. Then he fed you with manna, a food you did not know about before. It was something your ancestors had never seen. Why did the Lord humble you in this way? Because he wanted you to know that people need more than food to live. People's lives depend on whatever the Lord says. These past 40 years, your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell. You must remember that the Lord your God teaches and corrects you as a father teaches and corrects his son. You must obey the commands of the Lord your God. Follow him and respect him.
The Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with rivers and pools of water. Water flows out of the ground in the valleys and hills. It is a land with wheat and barley, grapevines, fig trees, and pomegranates. It is a land with olive oil and honey. There you will have plenty of food and everything you need. It is a land where the rocks are iron. You can dig copper out of the hills. You will have all you want to eat. Then you will praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Don't forget what the Lord has done. Be careful. Don't forget the Lord your God. Be careful to obey the commands, laws, and rules that I give you today. Then you will have plenty to eat, and you will build good houses and live in them. Your cattle, sheep, and goats will grow large. You will get plenty of gold and silver. You will have plenty of everything. When that happens, you must be careful not to become proud. You must not forget the Lord your God. You were slaves in Egypt. He set you free and brought you out of that land. He led you through that great and terrible desert where there were poisonous snakes and scorpions. The ground was dry and there was no water anywhere. But he gave you water out of a solid rock. In the desert, he fed you manna, something your ancestors had never seen. He tested you to make you humble, so that everything would go well for you in the end. Don't ever say to yourself, "I got all this wealth by my own power and ability." Remember, the Lord your God is the one who gives you power to do these things. He does this because he wants to keep the agreement he made with your ancestors, as he is doing today. Don't ever forget the Lord your God. Don't ever follow other gods or worship and serve them. If you do that, I warn you today, you will surely be destroyed. The Lord is destroying other nations for you. But if you stop listening to the Lord your God, you will be destroyed just like them.
Luke chapter 11, verses 33 to 54. Jesus is speaking to the people. No one takes a light and puts it under a bowl or hides it. Instead, they put it on a lampstand, so that the people who come in can see. The way you look at people shows who you really are. When you look at people in an unselfish way, you are full of light. But when you look at them in a greedy way, you are full of darkness. So be sure your light is not really darkness. If you are full of light, and there is no part of you that is dark, you will shine brightly, as though you are reflecting the brightness of a lamp. After Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee asked Jesus to eat with him. So he went and took a place at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he saw that Jesus did not wash before the meal. The Lord said to him, "The washing you Pharisees do is like cleaning only the outside of a cup or a dish. But what is inside you? You want only to cheat and hurt people. You are foolish. The same one who made what is outside also made what is inside. So pay attention to what is inside. Give to the people who need help. Then you will be fully clean. But it'll be bad for you, Pharisees. You give God a tenth of the food you get, even your mint, your rue, and every other little plant in your garden. But you forget to be fair to others and to love God. These are the things you should do, and you should continue to do those other things. It will be bad for you, Pharisees. You love to have the most important seats in the synagogues, and you love it when people show respect to you in the marketplaces. It will be bad for you
because you are like hidden graves that people walk on without realizing it. One of the experts in the law said to Jesus,
Teacher, when you say these things about the Pharisees, you are criticizing our group too.
Jesus answered, It will be bad for you, you experts in the law. You make strict rules that are very hard for people to obey. You try to force others to obey your rules, but you yourselves don't even try to follow any of those rules. It will be bad for you because you build tombs for the prophets. But these are the same prophets your ancestors killed. And now you show all people that you agree with what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you celebrate their murder by building tombs for the prophets. This is why God, in his wisdom, said,
I will send prophets and apostles to them, but they will kill some of my prophets and apostles. They will mistreat others.
So you people who live now will be punished for the deaths of all the prophets who have been killed since the beginning of the world. You will be considered guilty for all those deaths, from the killing of Abel to the killing of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the temple. Yes, I tell you that you people will be punished for them all. It will be bad for you, you experts in the law. You have taken away the key to learning about God. You yourselves would not learn, and you stopped others from learning too. When Jesus left, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees began to give him much trouble. They tried to make him answer questions about many things. They were trying to find a way to catch Jesus saying something wrong.
Psalm 42, verses 1 through 6. For the music director, a Maskil from the Korah family.
Like a deer longing for streams of water, I long for you, my God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go to meet with him? Instead of food, I have only tears, day and night, as my enemies keep asking me,
Where is your God?
My heart breaks as I remember the pleasant times, when I walked with the crowds as I led them up to God's temple. I remember the happy songs of praise as they celebrated the festival. Why am I so sad? Why am I so upset? I tell myself, wait for God's help. You will again be able to praise him, your God, the one who will save you. In my sadness, I will remember you from here on Mount Mizar or Mount Hermon and the Jordan River meet.
Thank you, everyone. That was day 97. Join us for day 98. Moses asks God to forgive Israel, and the Lord hooks him up with some brand new stone tablets to go in the Ark of the Covenant. And in the book of Luke, huge crowds come around Jesus, and he has a message for the massive crowds to fear only God and to put his kingdom first. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.